No waiting, high school girls or boys.
It's 5:30 in the morning on an already steamy dog day in August at KU's Memorial Stadium. And here they line up, 500 of the faithful, young and old, to register for another Red Dog Day's workout with the man who leads them five mornings, afternoons, and evenings a week, Don Red Dog Gardner.
All right, get on your line. Let's go. Get on the line. Everybody, move 10 yards to the south. I want the end zone down there on the line.
He's 68, a retired police officer, former Marine, now the Jack LaLanne of Lawrence, if you will. Don Gardner's dog days have been an exercise tradition for 24 years.
Jump up. I'm sorry. Get up. Get up. Hey, it looks good out here. We've had three marriages out of this that have met here. We've had some sadness. We had a guy call us this morning. His wife's dad just passed away. So we have some sad things, but more good than bad.
Bit of a family, isn't it?
There has been some friendships formed out of this, from the coffee groups to people going out and having a beverage or whatever, you know.
A 500 to 700 member family, including Tanja Harrison. She suffers from multiple sclerosis and has been coming for 11 years.
I mean, I'm on medications, and I'm sure that plays a portion of it, too, but I think mentally this is huge for me.
Volleyball jumps on Molly. We've had three people this year that said during this summer already that they were having a little trouble breathing. They went to their doctor, fortunately, and they all three had a problem that they had to have corrected, which was within their breathing, their heart. And they're all three back here.
Back for his 10th year, 60-year-old former triathlete Ed Harkins.
It's just really pretty amazing. I have no idea what drives him.
Red Dog will tell you it's his wife of 12 years, Beverly.
I had no clue what I was getting into. But it's been a lot of fun. I've met a lot of neat people up here.
Beverly Gardner keeps track of the books, the registration, the donations, and the number of times people attend. That's important, because if you don't attend 26 times, you don't get a coveted Red Dog Days t-shirt and the requisite applause.
Everybody clap on three. Three.
Watch lane one. We got some pretty good runners this morning.
As he looks down at the masses from Memorial Stadium's bleachers on yet another early summer morning, Don Gardner says he will probably do this again, at least for next year.
You just like it. You enjoy it. You must, or you wouldn't do it.
Don, Red Dog Gardner, our Newsday Newsmaker of the Month.